Hi, welcome to Allergy Dragon's Lair podcast. My name is Martha Morgan. I'm a specialty diet and allergy chef. I also happen to have celiac disease and a couple of food allergies. But my biggest claim to fame is raising a child with over 30 food allergies and celiac disease as well. Allergy Dragon's Lair focuses on we are more than our food allergies and tolerances, and that everyone deserves a safe and delicious place at the table. So before we jump into this episode that, and I know I always say I'm excited about the episode and I can't wait to talk to the person, but I really mean it. I'm going to read our disclaimer and then we'll jump into the episode. So the views expressed here on our show are our personal opinions and life experiences of ours and our guests. We are not healthcare professionals or doctors. Please seek advice from your healthcare professionals for any diagnoses or changes to your healthcare plan. Thank you. End of disclaimer. So like I said, I am very excited to have our next guest, and they're local here in Louisville, Kentucky, which makes it even more cool to me. So Casey, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
I actually met Casey in person over a year ago at the Veg Fest that we have here locally and absolutely fell in love with his company and his product that he makes. Also fell in love with Casey too, just a little bit. He's a sweetheart. And what Casey does with his company Key Beverages is he makes this kefir water. And for those of you who don't know what kefir water is, you definitely want to keep listening. It is really good for one, at least the ones that he makes. Casey, I know that we talked at length and everything else, so I know a lot about you. Not everything, but a lot. So can you go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody listening, what your product is, your journey? Because I also know that when we first met, you had just like become gluten-free and different things like that. So anything you want to share on that would be awesome as well. But exactly what is your product, what you do, and, you know, this is just the basics, just a small question.
Yes, small question. So my name is Casey Gelda. I'm 32 years old, and I own and operate the company Key Beverages. And so the idea behind that was to create beverages that are delicious, but functional as well. And so in doing that, I started with water kefir because I realized that nobody really does water kefir. I started brewing kombucha as a hobby. Thought it was really fun. And I would give it to my family members and they would be like, there's no way that you're going to flavor this, that we're going to like it. So I started researching like what else is out there. That's kind of how I discovered water kefir. I started making it in my basement, which is actually where I am now. So I did a lot of work down here over the past like couple of years. And that's kind of how Key Beverages started and how I selected water kefir. I have always had digestive issues. So discovering drinks like kombucha and water kefir, anything with probiotics has always been helpful because I learned that I can't eat gluten, but I didn't learn that until like last year. So I've been dealing with that for probably my whole life. So that's kind of why I do what I do.
Oh, well, so this is where you began in the basement, but that is not where you're doing that now, right? Because you've kind of grown out of that space.
Yes. So now my husband owns a warehouse in like the Phoenix Hill area. Once I kind of realized that I was on to something, I started planning on building out a commercial kitchen space. So that's what we did a lot of last year and into this year. And we finally got in, well, I finally got into that space probably like the end of January. Before I was making it from my basement when I was giving it to people and friends and family. And then I was making it in a shared kitchen space called 240 Adams, which is downtown as well.
I want to see the kitchen space. Like, I've seen pictures online. Yes, I need to come visit. I want to come visit. So I think one of the coolest things about the water kefir, when I tried the orange cream, was like the first one that I tried, was the fact that the more I learned about it, because I really, you know, I could drink a little bit of kombucha, but it's almost too probiotic for me. Like,
yeah,
it's a little too harsh for me. So yes. I have to kind of watch that. And so like the water kefir, I've like recommended it to quite a few people that were like, well, I used to drink kombucha, but I can't do that. And I was like, well, try water kefir. And I'm like, Key Beverages. And so I definitely have toted your horn and you tooted your horn, however you want to look at it.
Thank you. Definitely,
you're welcome. Word of mouth.
Word of mouth is the best.
It is. And so, you know, your product is gluten-free. It's vegan. And, you know, because a lot of people will be thinking like milk kefir and that kind of thing. And I'm like, that's not what that is. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can explain that to us. But It's also like pretty much almost sugar free too, because it eats a lot of the sugar away, if I remember right.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So good for people that have to deal with diabetes or different things like that. And you're watching your sugar intake, which, you know, pretty much all of us should be, I think. But you would never think like the, like what I learned about it from you when you were talking to me about that, I was like, yeah, I don't know how you make it. Like I said, I do want to go like actually come into the space and really do a tour. That would be so much fun just from my, I'm not going to start making it anytime soon, but I like, I like to know those types of things. It's just fun.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of water kefir till I met you at VegFest. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got one. And what was funny is my husband had been around before me and he had bought one too. And I think he bought a different flavor. And I think that's what was, I thought, no, or he bought the same one. But I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, you were there, because we had separated at one point and then came back up. And I was like, oh, you got one too. He was like, yeah, I was going to give it to you. I was like, well, cool. We were synced up. Can you explain like what the difference is between like the kefir or like the, what makes it kefir water, I guess I should say, versus kombucha and that type of thing?
Yes. Kombucha is made with a SCOBY and like a tea sugar mixture. So that's where the funky taste, the vinegary taste comes from, is that tea. And then it's specific SCOBY. It looks like a little mushroom cloud and it's really good for digestion. There's probiotics in it. There's a lot of organic acids in it. And that's where that kind of taste comes from, that if I drink kombucha for years, so I don't have an issue with it, but there's a lot of people that could benefit from probiotics that they just can't do it. And so that's where I started making water kefir. Water kefir has a much lighter taste because it's organic cane sugar, water, and figs. And those dried figs give it more sugar, magnesium, vitamins. And then there's a SCOBY and it looks like little gel beads. And that is, a SCOBY is like a cluster of bacteria and yeast. And so they eat the sugar that you initially put in the mixture. And that's what creates that heavy probiotic environment. So water kefir has a, like a fruit soda taste, more soda-y, lighter. So it doesn't have that intense flavor that some people can't do with kombucha. It's more of like a probiotic supplement than like a digestive drink. So you're getting tons and tons of diverse strains of probiotics. Anytime of the year, there can be up to 40 different strains of probiotics. And that's why people eat fermented foods, because you want the diversity in the strains, because you're adding that into your gut. There's already bacteria in your gut. You want to add a diverse amount so that you don't have overgrowth of bad bacteria like candida and things like that that cause problems.
Interesting. Yeah. Like it's always amazing to me how that changed. Like people ask me, what does it taste like? And for me, I always tell them, it's like, it almost tastes like, it reminds me a little bit of like water of wine coolers back in the day. Like when
kind of like a cider or a sparkling
water. Yeah. Or a sparkling. Yeah. It's kind of like a sparkling water, but then you kind of feel like you're drinking an alcoholic beverage, which you're not, you're totally not.
Right.
It gives you like that feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know. And I can't have alcohol. So I can drink like very minimal amounts of alcohol, but not a lot. I mean, not that anybody should be drinking tons, but it can make me feel like I have a cocktail, even though I'm not having a cocktail.
Well, and that was part of why I made it as well. It was kind of like a culmination of things. It was during COVID. I had quit drinking alcohol altogether and I wanted something fun that was bubbly that I could drink out of a wine glass, but not get wasted basically. So that's another reason why I started to make it, was because I had quit drinking and wanted to sort of make something for myself that I thought was more fun than regular soda.
Oh, I thank you for it. It's one of my favorite things. But every time I've been going to Rainbow Blossom lately, they're out of the grape. So I'm just telling you right now. So I'm like, what? The past like 3 times I've been to Rainbow Blossom, the one on Highlands, because that's also where I do my Wellness Wednesday, they've been out of the grape. And I'm like, what? And they're busy, so I don't ask them, like, do you have any more? So I usually end up, the was it cranberry apple? Cranberry? There's a cranberry one, right?
There's a cranberry apple, and there's a cherry lime.
Okay. I like both of those. The cherry lime, but the grape is my favorite. Well, we're not talking about flavors. So what is your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor is also the grape. It's just, I mean, I've always loved grape soda. And I've also always loved wine. So it's kind of like a mixture of the two for me. It's just like crisp and refreshing. It's also very bubbly because the culture really loves the sugar that comes from the grape juice that I use. So it gets extra bubbly, which be careful when you're opening it if you are getting it at the store because it's like a natural carbonation. So just slowly open it, but it's definitely my favorite. The pineapple is a newer one, and that's also really good. I mean, they're all good. I came up with them all, but
Of course, they're all good. This is if
yes,
you really
I
quit.
made them all. I
They're
like
good.
them all, but my favorite's definitely grape, with like pineapples.
Okay. Yeah, I have not tried the pineapple one because I like pineapple, but I'm not that big of a pineapple fan. So maybe you've convinced me to go try a pineapple.
You should
And I like
try.
it.
It's not too sweet. Like, I think pineapple juice sometimes is like over. I don't like overly sweet things. I like more. I mean, you can tell probably from my drink. I like more of the like sour citrus. So
Yeah, on
I.
the acidic-y balance, like you like that. Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I don't like things too sweet. So, but yeah, pineapple. Okay, I'll try the pineapple. You've convinced me to try the pineapple. That's why I was like trying to remember the flavors, but I usually my go-to is grape. So when exactly was it that you started Keep Beverage as an actual business?
So as an actual business, we started in February 2022, and I did like I was in Art Sanctuary because there was like dry January and they wanted to have some mocktails. So we did that, and then it just kind of went from there. I'd post on social media, people would order from me, and then once I got like fully certified by the Kentucky State, I don't know the official word.
And all the certifications you got to
Yes.
get. Yeah. So yeah, because I kind of met you, I guess, kind of like still at the birth point of your
Yes.
things, which is cool. I will bring up, and I was like our first meeting outside of this was like in December. It was cold. If we were talking about this before we recorded, and it was cold when we met the last time.
Yes, it was really
And
cool.
it was very cold. This was like the biggest thing we could remember. And everybody was getting the flu and we had like had to cancel and stuff. But
Yeah.
but I had made some things with your drink and then it changed. And I noticed that there was some, so you're reformulating because that's what we do, but we listen to the consumers and we make changes. That's what you do if you have any brains in this business, and you obviously do. So I think you've gone through some of those changes. So how has that been for you? Like, have you had to like reformulate a lot or do things like that?
Basically, I want to grow. I want to be like in all the stores that I can be. And part of that is getting nutrition facts. So right now, like locally, you can make and sell in certain stores without nutrition facts. But if you want to be in a larger retailer, you need nutrition facts. And so I had to start getting my product tested by an outside agency to do that. And they sort of let me know that the product was able to make more alcohol than I anticipated based off of the sugar content, the yeast content, all of that. So I went through this like long period of like scientific testing myself, like every single day, to figure out how I could have like a longer lasting product without the potential to create alcohol because it is fermented. And so I've fixed the sugar issues with that. But once I switch to cans, I will be switching the sugar source altogether. So that was another thing that I received from feedback where there's a lot of people that even though the product maybe have like between 5 to 10 grams of sugar, that was still too much for them. And so now I'm very excited. I've gotten the product down to the most grams of total sugar are 2 grams. And that's total sugar. That's not carbs. Carbs, I think the highest is like 7 grams in the grape, but the rest are like at 5 or 4. So I'm very excited about that. But there won't be organic cane sugar once I switch to the cans. There will be apple juice, organic, like pressed apple juice. It is pasteurized. So I don't know if that affects people with allergies, but I want everybody to know, like, it has been reformulated and there will be apple juice in every product. And it's not a lot, but it is in there. So if you are allergic, just know that it's in there.
As long as it's on the label, like the apple juice or
Oh,
whatever, or your
totally.
sweetening, then you're fine. I think that that's awesome for you to bring that up and be very conscious and very transparent on what you're feeding everybody. We appreciate that.
Yes. Well, that's part of my like whole, like I had these meetings because you have to design the can and it's like, what is your brand and all this stuff. And like my brand for me, at least, is like transparency. I want to be 100% transparent. Like we don't use natural flavors. We use organic juices. Like what you taste tastes real. It doesn't taste like a chemical, because a lot of the products that are competitive in the industry that I would like to be in or am in, they have a chemical taste to it because they use natural flavors or they use different extracts. And it's like, for me, if I'm drinking an organic product, I want it to taste organic. So that's like being as transparent as possible is one of my main goals.
But if you're completely transparent, people are like, it's like, I just want to know if I can eat it without dying at the end of the day. That's like
Oh,
pretty much. Yeah,
exactly.
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 Right. It's so very important. So I think it's awesome of you to put it in that same light, because I don't think enough people do, really, really put into the fact that, they let the money win at the end of the day. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they don't actually want you to know, is it? Because if look at like, I drink sparkling water because I don't drink. So I have my little sparkling water, but I know like this is not what a real cherry tastes like. This is not what a real, and it always says carbonated water, natural flavors. And I'm like, well, what is that? But there's no disclaimer for it, but it's still organic. And I'm like, I don't, okay,
What exactly is natural about it? It's
like,
like,
this is not a natural cherry taste.
As the gluten-free thing comes up, it's like when you see modified cornstarch, you're like, what's it modified with? Like, because that's a big red flag for gluten-free. And so I'm with you on that. And I'm like, citric acid could even have gluten in it. So like, it's like once you start pulling those things back and you see these things that they allow on labeling, it's like, really? That's very vague, just like spices.
Yeah. Well, and it's, I mean, I think it's probably vague because obviously they don't want someone copying them, but at the same time, like they're not being 100% transparent.
Exactly. And if I took what you made and tried to duplicate it, I probably am not going to get the exact same product anyway. I mean, I might get a similar product, but I'm probably not going to get the exact same product
Exactly.
100%.
I mean,
So.
there's something to be said about like it is a living thing. Like water kefir grains are alive, and I have been nurturing those babies for like 3 years. So they're, I mean, it's real. Like you take care of them. It's not like a pet, obviously, but I have to take care of them and feed them and make sure they're warm enough and not too cold. Like I started making kombucha like years ago. And then I stopped because I was like, I'd rather pay someone else to do this for me. This is too much work. And
Right.
so water kefir is even more work because the fermentation process is much quicker. And if you miss that window of time, it's like you don't want to drink it. So I still don't want people to steal my idea, but I don't think that they would want to either because it's not as easy as you would think. It's fairly simple, but it's work. Like you have to do it. Like you have to keep up with it, or they'll just dissolve and go away, and then you don't have a product anymore. So,
Yeah, see, listening to you just talk about it, I'm like, I'm just gonna go buy a bottle from you. Okay, we're good.
exactly.
But it is June and it's Pride Month when this video is out. So your business is NGLCC certified. And can you explain what that means for our listeners that may not know?
Yes. So the NGLCC is the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce. So there's like this whole certification process. I think you have to be like more than 50% owned by LGBT, or there's all kinds of different things that you have to do to be certified with them. But once you are certified with them, you're a certified LGBT business enterprise. You have access to a lot of corporate partners that are looking to work with diverse companies. So a lot of corporations want to work with owners of businesses that are from diverse groups. So Black-owned businesses, gay, LGBT-owned businesses, all of that kind of correlates within that. They can help you. So I spent like, I think December and January just like putting things together to hopefully get accredited by them. And I did. So
That's awesome. And that's like great to know for people that may not know that these things out there exist to help you
yes.
know, further. Water kefir itself is very cool. I can just basically see your company growing, which I have been. So it's been really cool that you just started this February 2022 and you've gone over a year and a half and you've really grown really quite quickly, in my opinion. And it's been really incredible to see and to be part of from the sidelines. Not part of in you, but from the sidelines as a consumer. You're welcome. And so, like, what kind of plans do you have for the future that you can let us know about?
So I expanded into my commercial space, which has allowed me to get certain pieces of equipment that will allow me to do things on a larger scale. So we will be switching to cans, like I mentioned earlier, glass bottles, which are these lovely glass bottles. They're beautiful, but cans are much more conducive to growing as a business, if that makes sense. It's much easier to ship. You don't have to deal with broken bottles. They weigh less.
I think it's almost a little bit easier for them to actually get recycled too versus getting
Yes.
glass.
Yeah. So it's a much more sustainable packaging than glass. Glass is great because you can recycle it, but it takes a lot less energy to ship the cans, which is part of being a sustainable company. And it's much easier for them to recycle that than it is a glass. We'll be switching. You will also be able to, they're so cool. I can't wait till they come out because with these, like, I love them, but it'll just make things a lot more streamlined. You can take them into pools, you can take them into events, things like that, where glass might not be allowed. So it will allow me to expand into larger retailers in different places I might not have been able to go before because the product was in glass.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I can't wait to see the actual full game.
I want it to be like, I want to have them in hand before I'm like, look at the cans.
Exactly. No, I totally get that. Okay, cool. Yeah, I can't wait to see continue to see you grow. I'm very thankful for our I will call it an interesting friendship all from the Veg Fest, but
Yes.
and if you're here locally, Louisville, the Veg Fest is coming back up in July. Are you going to be there? Do you know?
Yes.
Or you are going to be there?
Yeah.
Okay. The Veg Fest. And then you're also usually doing some of the market. I know you're already in Rainbow Blossoms
So we're
here.
in all but like the
Oh,
Springhurst Rainbow
great.
Blossoms because I think that's more of like a smaller store where they do like supplements. But we're also in the Paul's Fruit Market on Taylorsville Road. We're in Natava Coffee House off Fern Valley Road. We're in Pregame Coffee, a lot of different coffee places. Weightless Float Spa, which is a really cool place where everyone should go. We have our products there. So we're in more local places. I think that with the expansion into the cans, we'll just be able to grow more from there too.
So eventually you'll just be out of Kentucky and all over, you know, United States.
Yay.
It just will happen. It will happen.
That's the
So
goal.
yeah, if you have not checked out Key Beverages and Kefir Water, I'm just telling you, go try the Kefir Water, all of the many locations he talked about. Before we end the show, I always give my guest an option to either refocus on something that we didn't go to, or some words of wisdom or inspiration or anything you want to talk about right now that we didn't talk about.
So I think my ending thought kind of circles back to the NGLCC thing. It's very important for me to be like outspoken and transparent that we are LGBT owned and operated because when I was growing up, a lot of the images that I received and saw of gay people were more like the cliches. And so I never thought that I would be able to either have the respect or even the option to create a business and run and own it. And so it's very important for me to show people that you can be feminine and gay or trans or whatever and still be a respected business owner. Like you are able to do whatever you want and to not let people's prejudices or whatever stop you from that.
Well said, because you know, we are more than our food allergies and our sexuality. That's just
Yes,
part of
exactly.
us.
Like
It's just part
one
of us.
piece.
That's right. So I guess we about wrap this episode up of Allergy Dragon's Lair. So thanks, Casey, for coming on. I really appreciate you sharing your story about key beverages and all that.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it and getting the word out there about Waterkeeper.
Thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe. Links will be down below in the description. And if you're listening on the podcast, there as well too, to check out key beverages. Hope this helped to tame your allergy dragon, and we'll talk to you later.
Yes, bye. Thank you. Bye.